Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode of Dope Town 3000, your premier stop for freestyle hip hop, improv comedy, storytelling, shenanigans. Thanks so much for listening and subscribing. We got Sean Fisher.
Yo.
We got Zora Bikangaga.
Yup.
With that delayed gratification. And it's me, Greg Smith. And we've got an amazing guest who's going to jump in and rap with us at the beginning. Zora, who do we have today?
We have the just dopest person that is just the dopest, dopest dope. My good friend. You know him from the musical Improv Streets. You know him from just doing stand-up and, yeah, just being super funny. Sam Manuel.
So kind, my friend.
And also an upcoming episode of
Second City,
which is going to be the spinoff of
Exclusive.
Right. So USA. Check your USA dials.
Yes. So thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks. Listen, I've heard every episode. You guys are as dope as advertised. So I'm happy to be a part of it.
Well, flattery.
I'll introduce you as a friend of the show.
Then. Okay. 100% friend of the show. I'm a fanboy.
For sure.
This is like your first ever fanboy episode.
Yeah.
Too sweet.
Yeah. Love it. So we're going to just do a little cypher. We're going to start off with Cypher. Sean's going to tell us what's going on the Twitter land.
Yes, trending on Twitter right now. I'm going to try and skip past a lot of the football stuff. But we got...
Don't read that Rams score.
Yeah, I've just been checking up on my fantasy stats. Hashtag, my master plan includes... Hashtag, daylight savings time ends... Hashtag learning hack. Hashtag burn a movie. Hashtag what worries me.
A
lot of good ones.
I'm really feeling my master plan includes.
Yeah.
My master plan includes.
Yeah.
I think we all have master plans, right?
Yeah.
For sure. I'm down with it. It sounded menacing at first.
Mm. It's interesting that's where your brain went, Zora.
Says something about you.
As Greg gives me the most judging eye.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Is it because Glass is coming out soon?
Glass.
Ooh. I can't wait. It comes out on my birthday. I can't wait.
Shyamalan.
I can't wait.
Shyamalan.
So my master plan includes.
Yeah. Okay. My master plan's a bit simple. I don't want to be embarrassed, but I think that I'd really just like to efficiently run all my errands. Yeah, I think that is what I think. I would really like just to be able to go and deposit to the bank and not have it take all goddamn day. If I could just do that in like half an hour, that is what I would say, yes. My master plan, more convenient, that's what's up. If I could go to the grocery store in Target and get a haircut all in like an hour, my errands would be better. My errands would be better. That's my master plan. Hey, my errands would be better. Yeah, my errands would be better. That's my master plan. My errands would be better. Whoa, my errands would be better. That's my master plan. Yeah, my errands would be better. That's my master plan.
Back in the day, I was not preaching. My master plan including teaching. Yeah, cause you know, oh, I was on point. I had the history stuff all up in this PowerPoint. It was insane. I had that shit and I just talked out the brain, but I had to do that shit. I was not in the math room teaching history. I had a clean classroom. Was my master plan. Master plan. Master plan. Had to task the fans. Yeah, I'll talk about this stuff. Yeah, you need to listen to me. I had that master plan. I taught black history. Black history.
Master plan.
Master plan. Master plan. Master plan. Master plan. Master plan. plan, master plan, master plan.
Yo. You know I'm over here chillin'. What is my master plan? I'm a super villain. Yeah, master plan, watch it unfurl. Yeah, what I gonna do next is a danger for the whole freaking world. Oh, yeah, man, master plan, that means no substitution. I'm gonna let all the garbage in the ocean go and make pollution. Oh, yeah, things, oh, yeah, they will be drastic. I'm gonna fill the ocean with a bunch of freaking plastic. What I'm gonna do next, what I'm gonna do next, oh, man, of course, shit. I'm gonna go burn down every Amazon forest. Oh, yeah, log in, take that land. Oh, get to turn it into money, then put that money right into my hand. Then
okay,
take that,
I've heard too much of your master plan, kid. It's me, you have now summoned Captain Planet. Your plan's a little too mean. So it's time to go with someone else whose powers are all green. We got that heart.
I see danger and danger and danger. I'm the yellow and red, like Ranger, Ranger, Ranger. Yeah, cause I'm drumming. I'm taking all these people. I'm summoning.
Hey, yo, it's me. I got a partner. He's a nerd. His name is Arthur. And I'm gonna come in. I'm real sick. I'm big. I'm blue. My homies call me the Tick. And so I'm gonna be nigh unvulnerable. I'm not full of bull. I'm gonna come in. Situation right now and try to help everybody out so people won't have a cow.
Everybody around me, they just sulking. I'm in home alone and I am
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, I see these wet bandits with wrapped up hands and they're trying to get in my house. And what's my master plan?
Oh. What's my master plan? It's me. I'm here to make you feel the burn. I'm the taller of the band. It's played by Daniel Stern. I'm trying to get in and steal all the cash. And my countenance is weird, like I was smoking hash.
Then I'll hit you smash in the face with paint. Wanna get into my house and I know you ain't.
Oh, look at that. It's coming down the stairs and this really should kill me, but the rules of physics don't care. Smack!
Here's the mayor. He's the South Bend Shovel Slayer. Next door neighbor, he's trying to be doing me a favor by coming over here and trying to save me from all this danger.
Yeah, I didn't come over on a plane. I'm Michael Jordan going round and round on a train. Yeah, I'm doing that shit cause I span those. Yeah, cause they see me out that fucking window. I'm going round and round.
Christmas dinner, you could serve it with some gravy. It's me, the Irish pigeon lady. The pigeon lady, yes. If you haven't heard of me, what are you, some kind of dork? I'm in the sequel, Far Superior, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. And I'm just hanging out in this attic. My relationship with my daughter is restrained, you could call it spastic. Now I'm hanging out in this attic, and a little kid having a conversation. She warming up my heart, and now I'm feeling less alienation.
Hey, listen, I'll be kind of shoddy. My name is Donald Trump, and I'll see you in the lobby.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I won't act hesitant. I will later run for fucking president.
No way.
That is my master plan, and that's not all. My master plan also includes a 45-foot wide. Yeah. Also, here's the thing. Don't miss it, bro. I'm just gonna sell a bunch of fucking missiles. No. Yeah.
And yeah, then it won't be clean. I'm gonna try to own my own football team, and then they're not gonna let me. No, they disrespect me.
Yeah, they disrespect me. Disrespect me. Master plan, listen to me. I'm gonna be on a plane, knife and a fork, eating that KFC. Yeah, my countenance is straight up fucking rude. And I hope that one day I die eating fast food. A bit of an editorial from the person playing him. But that's okay, because one day I hope that we are slaying him. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Our country, it has a moat. If we don't do something, we got to go and vote. Here comes two for Tuesday. Well, it's a Tuesday. If you want to change things, you got to punch something to say. You got to stop the direction that we're going, the time that we are flowing, and everyone is knowing that this isn't the country that we're all really proud of. If we got to push and if we got to shove, get to the ballot and punch that ballot. That should be our master plan. We got to have it.
That's what a master plan includes.
Vote.
Now, technically, this episode has already come out after the voting.
Ah, that's a solid
but
point.
But in 2018,
there you go.
Listen to this.
They will be voting after
for sure.
This as well.
Let's that's hope true. In 2020.
I don't think we're voting to not vote anymore.
We're just setting up for the next municipal elections. Yeah. Anyway, hard pivot
yes.
to... the story portion.
Ah.
Sam Manuel has lived a very storied life. He's been all over the country. I know you because you're a good friend of mine.
Yes, sir.
But I'm just positive that you're full of just a bunch of stories.
I think I have a couple of stories that would probably prove to be dope in
ooh,
this definition.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all of us in one capacity or another are trying to do some... damage in the world of entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to fuck it up.
One particular story. For years, I've worked in kind of a mentoring profession. I've done youth ministry in churches around the country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud to say I'm in a very liberal progressive church now,
yeah.
as I've learned that that's the direction I think we should be going in. But sure. during one of these tenures... I had taken a group of students to the Four Corners area of, is it New Mexico and Utah
Arizona.
And Arizona and Colorado? So sure. we went to the Navajo Nation in Arizona, and we did some house building, and we did some like hanging out with kids and playing games and, you know, teaching them about the Bible and things of that nature. And, it was for a lot of the kids. The group was from North Carolina. It was their first time ever flying. So I said, hey, you know what? I've been flying for years, and the bigger the airport, the greater the chance of you actually seeing someone of note in, you know, whether it's an athlete or an actor, musician, whatever, politician, what have you. And so this theory became reality at one point. So we were flying back, and we were in our final leg, and we were in Chicago, and
massive airport,
right? Huge airport, hub for a lot of transportation.
Airport.
Yes.
Damn O'Hare, yeah, that's right. Damn
girl.
Damn O'Hare, and, two C's.
And so we were in a layover, and the moment we got to our gate. You know, these are teenage kids, so they blew all over the airport like it was, you know, the mall, and they wanted to see everybody and do whatnot. But two of the kids were under the weather, so they hung out with me at the gate. And, you know, so we were just chilling, and I look over, and there is Joan Cusack.
Oh.
Now, this was maybe a year or two after School of Rock had come out. Mm. So most of the kids wouldn't have known who Joan Cusack was, like from Toys, you know, from
Barry
Deep Cut.
Toys. Yeah,
exactly.
Or My Blue Heaven.
Or My Blue Heaven.
I don't have the director on that one.
But they I'd forced them all to recently watch School of Rock, so they knew her as the principal of the of the school there, Horace Green Elementary.
Yeah.
for all you School of Rockites out there.
Yeah. Right.
And so I casually say to the girl, her name is Lanice, she was sitting there, and I said, "Hey Lanice, check it out. I was right. There's Joan Cusack." And she looked over and she was like, That's not Joan Cusack. And I said, "It's 100% Joan Cusack." And my
shut up, Lanice.
Right. And one of my other students, a kid named Perry, he was sitting next to me, and I said, "Perry, is that Joan Cusack?" And he looks over and he looks at Lanice and he goes, "Well, if Sam thinks it's Joan Cusack, it's probably Joan Cusack." I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah, Perry knows. What's
Perry
up.
Knows what's up. He's got my back. And she goes, "That means nothing to me." And I was like, "Oh my god!" So, with you know, no boundaries or social etiquette available in my upbringing, I decided to get up and walk over to her and ask for sure, you know, to for a confirmation. And she's a taller lady. Mm-hmm. Like, she's got to be over 6 feet.
What is she doing in this moment?
She is sitting at it. Crying. Terminal. No, she's two knuckles deep in a salad and just... Like it's, I mean, she is getting after it.
Sean is kind of like making his knuckles.
It was as if, like, it was a one final knuckle, meal scenario. Sure. Oh, yeah. She's getting after it.
Going in.
And so I walk over to her and I say, excuse me, Miss Cusack? And she's startled and she's like, yes. And I go, that's it. I just wanted to confirm that it was you. So I saunter back over to the group with, you know, just so much credibility at this point, not realizing that neither of them had been paying attention to this interaction. And so I walk over and I go, see, I proved it to you. And she looks up from her book and she says, you proved nothing. I didn't see anything. And I said,
Lanise.
And so, again, not to be derailed from, you know, this is a teachable moment, right? I'm an educator.
For sure. That's right.
So I walk back over to her. Again, she's making out with this salad. And I walk back over and I say, I'm so sorry, Miss Cusack. Do you see those two kids over there? And she looks up and she's like, yeah. I'm trying to, like, prove that you are who you say you are. And they don't believe me. And she says to me, without being prompted, do they want to see my driver's license? And I said, hell yeah, they do. So she goes through and rifles through her wallet and pulls out her driver's license. Now, at this point, all of those other 10 or 12 kids have started to meander back. And now they realize, oh my God, it's Joan Cusack. So now imagine.
And Sam appears to be mugging her.
Right, exactly. My hair was long. It was really greasy at this time. And anyway, so we're all surrounding Joan Cusack. And now they finally believe her and or me. And so then I figure, well, this is an opportunity for me to, you know, interview her on some level. So I said, hey, my friend and I, Matt Johnson, we have this running debate going that in the movie High Fidelity, that you and your brother John were actually brother and sister in the movie, not just in real life. And she said, well, we didn't reveal any of that in the film, but yeah, that's true. And I said, hold on just a second. So I pull up my cell phone and I dial up Matt Johnson. And I'm like, Matt, hold on just a second. And she takes the phone and she's like, hi, Matt, this is Joan. And I just wanted to say that, yes, John and I were brother and sister in High Fidelity.
Joan is so down to class.
She was so down. And she hands me back the phone and I said, eat it. And then I hung it up. And so at this point now, you know, this woman is just trying to get her sustenance and probably to a plane. And we have been moved to another gate. So I gather up all... the chicks, and we go back, and I mean,
and the dudes,
little chickens.
Yeah,
I didn't mean it so
direct. Sean hard turned it there.
I know, thank you. Like, come on, dudes,
and dudes, and we move to our to another gate. Well, of course, you know, one of them leaves some belonging behind, so we go back to the gate, and now I'm trying to avoid even looking in her direction. I thought, well, the next step is a security guard's probably going to get called,
right?
So I'm just trying to, you know, get my the kid to pick up their stuff and get moving. And she says, oh, hey. And I was like, huh? And I look over and she's like, hey, I'm on the phone with John Cusack. And it's his birthday, Cusack. And she's like, turns out we weren't brother and sister in the film.
Oh.
And you would think that would be my reaction. Instead, in my head, I was like, are you on the phone with John effing Cusack and you're asking her my dumbass question? This is the greatest day of my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was pretty dope. Joan and John Cusack had a conversation about me privately, I'm assuming.
On his birthday.
On his birthday, Cusack.
Cusack. So there it is.
She was on her cell phone, Cusack. Sitting in a chair, Cusack.
Cusack Latin is the language we're speaking.
Mm. Sure. You guys didn't speak that when you were a child?
Yeah.
Cusack Latin?
You didn't speak like a lot of Cusackian?
Cusackian.
I have just one follow-up question, which is like, what are your top three John Cusack films?
Oh, I would say High Fidelity.
Yep.
obviously Say Anything.
Yeah.
And then I actually really loved him in Con Air.
Oh, hell yeah.
I thought you were going to be like Godzilla.
Is he in that?
I believe so.
No, I'm sorry. That's Matthew
Broderick. Matthew Broderick is the lead of it, yeah.
Wow, I can't believe
it. I'm sorry
wow,
I had that
they
information.
They all look like?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, Sean. I have a clarifying question.
Yes, sir.
And Sean would like fit that category. He's a John Cusack type.
Yes.
White guy with brown hair. Anyway.
Yes.
So what I was going to ask.
What?
Look, hard pivot. What are your top three Joan Cusack movies?
Also, High Fidelity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I would have to say School of Rock.
Yep.
And
Godzilla.
I would probably have to say Toys.
Yeah.
Toys.
Yeah, she's weird but cool in that one.
Mm-hmm. Was that Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, and that was Rob Riggle.
Also, you know who else was in it? Unless I'm wrong about this, but I think Ladies Love Cool J.
Oh.
Was also in Toys.
Ooh. Did he have his pant leg up?
As a soldier, probably. And he was he doing
one soldier with his pant leg up.
And he just kept licking his lips the entirety of the film.
He bit into an apple very sexually.
That's how he does
just
it.
Just like that. Doing it and doing it.
Mm.
Dope.
And doing it Toys. That was the song from the movie, right?
Doing it Toys.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mama said, buy some toys.
I'm going to buy some toys.
Yeah.
Farmers, what?
Farmers.
Is that what he's saying, farmers?
Farmers?
You know, he's like, farmers, what? Farmers, what? Get ready.
I think I'm on that was the edited version. Town. Yeah.
Oh.
I thought he was like the new spokesperson for Farmers Only or something.
Farmers has the same syllables as another word that,
some people
can say and some people can't.
Yeah, you got to say pharmas.
But then you're talking about big pharma.
Exactly.
And that leads it into a different.
Oh, man. Opioids.
For sure. Mm.
Hard pivot.
Hard pivot.
So
hard
many pivot. Pivots.
Hard pivot. So.
A lot of three-point turns.
Yeah. Nice.
It's a Tim Hardaway reference.
Ooh. Oh, hey. Nice. Tim Hardaway killer crossover. People don't know. Does anyone know who Tim Hardaway is?
Yeah, he was in Godzilla. Anyway.
Wow. Wow, Sean.
He was the third egg in Godzilla.
Wow.
Uncredited.
He was when they went to MSG.
Yeah.
It was probably Tim.
He was just like, he has that one line. He's like, is that Godzilla?
Oh, no.
Oh, crossover.
And he jukes Godzilla.
He crosses him over. Then towards the end of the movie, like he wasn't as fast anymore. So he just like launched threes.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. That's right. And then his arm stretched from half court and he dunked over the Monstars.
Now that's from the new Godzilla.
That's, right.
That's not from that.
That's Bryan Cranston.
That's Bryan Cranston's Godzilla. That's right. Thank you.
Correct.
Sure.
Starring Joan Cusack.
Joan.
What are your top three Joan Cusack movies? Toys.
Bit City.
LL Cool J. Farmers.
It's got real Scandinavian.
Yeah,
all
we got real Scandinavian.
LL Cool J.
Okay, let's do our rap podcast. Here we go.
I am a doing it and a doing it.
Yeah.
The Swedish fans of this podcast
Wild.
Are just so
right now. You're about to get protested hard.
Right. Cool. So any clarifying quash?
Where are you from originally, Sam?
Well, I was born in the subcontinent of India, but I was raised in St. Louis, Missouri.
Cool.
And it, as the St. Lunatic says, don't cross that bridge without permission from the St. Lunatics. What?
Hey.
That was a remix.
Hey, St. Louis. But then your kids were from South Carolina.
That was in North Carolina.
North. Okay.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah, gotcha. I know Greensboro.
Correct.
Oh, you know?
Ryan's pointing to himself.
Coast City, yeah. North Carolina.
It's good Ryan, you spoke more than enough on the last episode.
From the East Coast.
East Coast. Right, it was from Greensboro.
Yeah.
All right, so airport, Joan Cusack.
Godzilla.
All right, we ready?
All right, I think we're ready.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Bow, bow. Oh my God, I can't believe this report. I'm a 13-year-old kid for the first time going to the airport. Yes, yes, y'all finna have a ball, finna treat the O'Hare Airport like my personal shopping mall.
Shopping mall. Don't act like you do at home. My name is Sam. I'm your chaperone.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't mean to be a hater, but I'm here to be a responsible educator.
Wow.
Don't worry. I'ma leave you in peace. I'm just sitting reading my book. Who am I? My name's Anise. If anybody over here says an opinion, I'ma disagree and get into it, son.
Get into it. Yeah, our opinions, they be scary. I'm Lanise's right-hand man. You can call me Perry. The two kitties were really stubborn. If you gotta tell us something, you gotta have a lot of proof, son.
You need to listen to me. Look around, you might spot a famous person, a celebrity. Real talk, don't be fair. It's a big ass airport, it's O'Hare.
Oh,
just
hair.
Look around, round.
Mr. Sam, we are so forlorn, sir. You just took us across the country to look at four corners of states and where they connect. And for my first trip on a plane, honestly, like, what the heck? What is next?
What the heck? Just like Fievel, I'm talking about this shit. We're gonna read the Bible, then go west. My lessons are the best. We're gonna go the stuff. Yes, we're gonna go hard, yo. We're gonna go south of Colorado.
I'm ignoring.
I get what you're trying to do and get us to a station. You want us to work with the kids from the First Nations. The Navajo, that's where we go. We try to build something for them and not just for show.
Okay, but listen to me. Don't be the best or the worst. Can you prove to me that they were actually first?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, what about that? Maybe we came here first. Tell us about it, Dad.
Yeah, we'll go across the country just like a lorry and then read all the freaking stories of the Native Americans. They didn't thirst. I promise, listen to me, they were here first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'll take a look, but I didn't quite listen to you because my head is buried in this here book. It's so interesting. It's so interesting. I'm not listening.
Oh, it's so clean. Look at that woman reading a magazine. Yeah, it's not fallacy. I'm talking about that stuff because she's eating a salad. See, look at over there. Look at over there.
Where?
Gonna approach her. Yeah,
I don't care.
Here
can I help
am.
You? I'm eating a salad. Do you want to talk to me without some malice?
Yeah, I'm not Stephen. My name is Sam. Are you in my blue heaven?
No, I wasn't in that movie, see? That was somebody else in there with Steve, you be. You gotta understand me, I was a little coy. I was in that movie in the 80s called Toys.
Oh, yeah, that was kinda whack, but I'm trying to prove that you are Joan Cusack to my little people.
Okay.
Well, act like equals. Yeah.
Well, would they like to see some kind of ID? I can pull out my license and show it to them if you please.
Yeah. Just go crunch. I didn't mean to interrupt your lunch. Yeah. Because I'm acting like a creep. I noticed in that salad you were knuckles deep.
Well, it was chicken. And it was finger licking, so I thought I would get out a fork and go real hard. Now, do you still need this license, this car?
On the other side of the airport. Yo, this is sick! Chicago O'Hare, man, it's fucking thick. That's a thick airport.
Looking bad.
Oh, man, I'm gonna do a report. Woo! You can buy some donuts, man, and even bagels. They got so much stuff here on all of these tables.
Yeah. All of these tables, I'm searching for them like the clues. About to buy some magazines and papers from Hudson News. Oh my god, oh my god. Aye, mommy. Finna buy some snacks from this here Cinnabonny.
Yeah, so thick, so thick. Yeah, love it going to an airport on a trip. Oh, man, this is legit. Ooh, man, this is the shit. Oh, I be traveling all around and no kids.
Yeah, I'm running around just from the start. Cause I'm gonna ride around. Yeah, I'm driving this car. Yeah, I'm gonna ride around. Yeah, yeah, that's what's the haps. I'm picking all these people that are handicapped. Skirt, 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 skirt.
Yeah, we're fitting them with that fire. I'm hanging out in the lodge cause I am a frequent flyer.
Yeah,
you know I'm trying to relax, son. Look at my card, frequent flyer, it's platinum.
Yeah, you know what I do. I'm a director, my name is John Hughes. Yeah. My shit is scary good. I made all the movies that came from my neighborhood. Yeah, yeah. I did that shit 1, 2, and 3. All my movies, they come out the suburbs. Yeah, it's insane. I'm in a zone. Talking about that shit like Home Alone. And the great indoors and outdoors, yeah. Cause I am not poor, I made all the movies, yeah. Cause I am so fast, that's why I got all this money. And I'm flying first class, oh, John Hughes.
Whoa, it's really nice, nice news. But no one here is over 9, we do not care about John Hughes. So dude, don't you understand, kid? We are way more impressed by this airport's thickness. Bear witness, I know that this'll be on my freaking wish list.
Wish list, wish list. That's the kind of shit, John Hughes, you will not block. We don't care about you, but we care about the School of Rock. Oh.
Back over at that gate, trying to read in peace. So uninterested, it is me, Lanice. Yeah, man, and it is kind of scary. Mr. Sam left. Did you see where he went, Perry?
No, I don't know where that dude went. He looks like he went over there to try to get an address. Maybe some identification. He is trying to prove that he knows people from all these nations.
Oh, yeah, you know it's not insane. I didn't know John Cusack, you'd be so game. I didn't know you would be a friend to me. I didn't know that you would be so friendly. Oh no, I don't wanna go home. I just wanna talk to fucking Joan.
That's okay, I got a layover. You wanna stay over and check all my Rover? Listen, I think it's cool that you teach these kids. I think that it is awesome, that's what I said. Now hold on just a second, I'm on the phone. It's with my brother John. Do you wanna know?
Here's something that I wanna know.
Yes.
I know in real life you are just real sister and bro, but in that one movie, not that TV show, it was really unclear. Audience, they didn't know. So in that movie, were you a son and daughter who were sharing the same freaking mother and same father?
That's an interesting question, and it's really well, but I don't think that I can actually tell you.
Excuse me, I'm kind of thirsty. Right now it is my birthday. Oh. You're talking to the fans. But I don't mean to be a fan and throw in your plans. But it's my birthday today. I just want to talk to you today and just say I want to hear all these beautiful thoughts you think about me. Don't doubt me.
Listen, John, you're really being kind of pushy. I'm gonna say I love you. I'm gonna get real mushy. I know that it's your birthday, but here's the real plan. Our movies don't mean shit if we don't listen to fans.
I don't mean to have pretension, but also I want your just straight up attention.
I know.
It is my plan today. I need the attention. It is my birthday. That's what I got to say.
Well, let me ask you this one question. Were we brother and sister in the movie they mentioned? It's called High Fidelity, and they want to know the truth from you and me.
Okay, yeah, man, I won't be a fool, yeah. Because I'll call my dude John Hughes, yeah.
Hello, hello, it's me, don't scoff. It's just me, the writer and director of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. What's up, John?
Yeah, off that strata. I know all them facts, you got the data.
Okay, hit me, and don't make me laugh. I got every movie in Chicago right here on a graph. Go ahead.
Tell me that little thing. In High Fidelity, me and Joan, we were siblings.
Wow, intelligence, here it is, bro. It seems like it might be yes, but the answer's actually no.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, oh, and that's a true fact. That's a true fact about
the
John
Cusack.
That's a true fact about the Cusack. Hey. That's a true fact about the Cusack.
Okay, okay, another true fact that this motherfucker about to share. John Cusack is underrated in Con Air. Whoa. Oh my God.
Here's another one that'll thrill ya. John Cusack's underrated in Godzilla. Best part of Godzilla.
Don't give me that bomb shit. You have confused John Cusack with Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, I'll tell you what is so fast and clean. I'm talking about that movie, man. It's that fucking Hot Tub Time Machine. You know what I mean? Yeah, he was on the team and they went all the way. Yeah, yeah, on that grind, cause they went all around and around and went back in time.
Hey, listen, from this discussion I don't want to part, but let's not forget about America's
sweethearts. That shit is underrated. The fact that you brought it up has got your boy straight up elated.
Oh man, I love his movies, man. If you are curious, my favorite one of him is freaking Fast and the Furious.
No, hang on. What? Don't even, not even in the sequel. You have confused John Cusack with Vin Diesel?
I don't think so. I don't know, though. I suppose you could say that, but I don't know, so I wanna just keep on chatting. No, here's the thing, man. John Cusack, no daughter. Favorite movie that he's in, honestly, it's Harry Potter. And he plays Harry Potter in all of the 7 movies. That's my favorite John Cusack, so sue me.
Okay, you must be high, must be smoking on a spliff. You're presenting facts when, in fact, they're actually myths. I'm telling you, Sean Fisher, from your boy Greg Smith, the actor you are thinking of is Tim Hardaway. He played Harry Potter in that goddamn movie. His basketball skills and wizardry combined and were groovy. Tim Hardaway, he is our best thespian. At basketball and acting, he is the better man. Tim Hardaway.
Yeah, actor. Yeah, he was no jack-off. Tim Hardaway, he played Gandalf. I swear to God, yeah, he didn't do meth. Tim Hardaway, yeah, had that fuck steps. Yeah,
Tim Hardaway been over there for a while, talking to that lady, and all of the doesn't smile, and it seems like she doesn't care. Really wish he would have combed his long and greasy hair. Should have presented himself better. Yeah, cause that lady seems under the weather. Yeah, man, I don't think ever that she could be Joan Cusack, if you ask me. Never.
Breaker. I'll come in a hurry. I see these people. I am security. Yeah. I see the sound and sound. I see all these people. They are surrounding this celebrity. I need to put them in a nail. I'll put them in airport jail.
I don't understand why you're all on me. I think that you are security, but do you understand I'm doing fine? I'm a little kid from North Carolina. Why you all up in my cheese? Why don't you leave me alone, pretty please? I gotta get back to my gate. If I miss this plane, I'm gonna be late.
Oh, my heart, I see you're reading Harry Potter. Your name is Lanice. You remind me of my daughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
cause we won't get in a rumble. Yo, what's cool? I won't get you in trouble.
Here, security, it's fine. I'm Joan, and make no shout. All right, let them leave, and with this salad, I'll start making out.
Yeah. I don't mean to rewind, but Joan Cusack, I already made up my mind.
Okay.
That salad's really thick.
Dude, that salad's really thick. Yo, that salad's really thick.
What I like in a thick salad.
Oh, tell us
what I like in a thick salad.
Tell her.
Yeah, man, laying down on my futon. When I get a thick salad, love it, need some crouton.
Salad.
Ooh, yeah, no tease. Oh, what I like in thick salad is some goat cheese.
Yo, I'm eating a salad like it was my damn child. I really like the salad with some meat, I call it Cobb. I really like some salad, and until there's nothing left, it makes me really fucking wet when you got that vinaigrette on my
salad.
Really like that salad, man. Really like that salad, man.
You know, I like salad like I like Sister Sledge. My favorite type of salad is an ice cold wedge.
The thickest of the salads.
That's true, right?
Wedge.
That's true.
Salad. The thickest of the salads. Wedge.
Salad.
See a salad that's a wedge, I'll make a pledge.
Yeah,
I'ma go and eat it on the ledge.
Yeah, we made our plane. No need for the TikTok. Yeah, we made our plane, Sam, and now you prove to us that you rock. Yeah, we made our plane, and now it is a shock. I'm reading in Deadline, they made a sequel, Salad of Rock?
Oh.
What did you say to Joan Cusack?
I just said it's good to get your greens and have your back.
Hello, everybody. Start a conversation. I'm the pilot who was getting you to all your destination, and we're gonna get there safe. It will not be very gory, so we're gonna show an in-flight movie of Toy Story. So lay back in your seat and just relax. Toy Story starring the one John Cusack.
Oh. I thought they were going to play toys instead.
Nope.
Oh.
Sorry, this is a two-way speaking device.
Sorry. I just wanted to... Hi, I'm in seat 13C. Can I jump in on this?
Absolutely.
My favorite actor who's in Toy Story is the famous movie star. You may know him from Splash. You may know him from Bridge of Spies. He plays Woody. His name is...
Tim Hardaway! Tim Hardaway!
That plane crashed and was this Inception for Lost.
That's right. It was.
Directed by John Cusack.
John Cusack.
Tim Hardaway, storied mm-hmm. acting career.
Philanthropist.
So,
his own style of
Acting. We only know as much about like chimpanzees and their sort of like habitat and sort of living like... Tim Hardaway spent, 20-something years living with chimpanzees?
Yeah, he did. He lived with the chimpanzees, and like he's kind of like the face of conservation in that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He replaced Jane Goodall, right?
Mm-hmm. Who?
She had zero crossovers.
Jane Cusack?
Sure. Jane Cusack.
My top three Jane Cusack chimpanzees.
Exactly. Everybody go on Netflix and watch the documentary Killer Crossover in the Mist.
Right.
Starring.
That's right.
Tim Hardaway.
How many buttons can a podcast have?
Oh, no. Yeah, buttons on buttons on buttons.
Buttons on buttons on buttons.
Like a straitjacket.
Ooh.
So,
like Tim Hardaway's performance as the Joker. Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you.
He got way into it. From a scale from 1 to 10, how accurate?
Oh, this was a...
Was that...
45? 47?
47.
Yeah. Also, there was a whole layer I didn't even know about. You guys knew... about what those other kids were doing in the remainder of the airport.
It's true.
Sam, it's us. We were those kids.
What?
We were.
Lanise?
All grown.
We're all Lanise.
We are all Lanise. Well, thank you for joining us. Is there anything that you want to plug as far as like Instagrams? I know that you're just killing it.
Yes. If you want to see my attempt at becoming a commission artist on Instagram, Mr. Jidge 73, M-R-G-I-J 73.
Okay.
There's also a podcast floating out there that Zorbi Kangaga and Sean... and hopefully one day Greg will be on called Lower the Bar.
Uh-huh.
So if you guys can check out some back episodes of that.
Yeah.
And
check out Driving While Black.
Driving While Black.
Web series, right?
Driving While Black was an indie that came out, but okay. It is available in streaming, so check it out. I played Mr. Talvin.
Okay.
Typecast.
Hey, it's all good. Yeah. Just use that.
Right.
Also, yeah, just check out the upcoming Suit spinoff.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to be in. Thank you for joining us. And
a pleasure.
Yeah, just check us out. Dopetown 3000 on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify, Campfire Media. And we always end our Dopetown podcast episodes with a wise saying from Greg.
Before Greg chimes in, guys, this is legitimately one of the best podcasts.
What?
I'm not blowing smoke. I listen to every episode. Sam.
Thank you, man.
Super dope.
Thank you, man. It is such a pleasure.
If you don't know, then you don't know.
I think that's the final thing we say at the end of every Dopetown podcast.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
All right, I'll give it to you. Well, if you don't know now, you know. Brah, brah. Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. You're leaving Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. See you next time. You're leaving Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. See you next time. You're leaving Dubtown.
Hey everyone, this is Amy Albert, host of the podcast Mom Get Your Shit Together, brought to you by Campfire Media. Mom Get Your Shit Together is a podcast about hacks and shortcuts and, you know, beauty tips, self-care, self-love, and all the things that you as a mom need to focus on. So check it out, and you can get it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.